Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. By the time two soon-to-be Pella High School graduates step foot on a college campus this fall, they'll do so with an associate's degree. Class of 2018 members Peyton Bogards and Erica Nossman join us on today's program to talk about the program they participated in through DMAC that will allow them to have a jump start when heading to college. One of the things that I just learned is that both of you, by the time you start college next fall, will already have not only your high school diploma, but an associate's degree through DMAC. What has that been like to be able to do both? And by the time you step foot on campus this fall, to have both of those degrees in your hands?
It's definitely been really exciting and something really new for our school, because I got a letter this summer that said I had so many credits from DMAC already that I should look in to coming to DMAC next year. But as I looked into it, I realized that I could get all the credits while still being in high school this year. So I was able to take a lot of courses at Pella High as well as online courses, which allowed me to get all the credits. And it's definitely special for Pella because we just have amazing teachers which can teach us college credits, which will save money and get us going for the college experience.
And I actually didn't know that this was an opportunity for me until second semester. And so I started adding classes into my schedule and figuring out where they would fit. And so I added three different classes and will be taking two more this summer. But I think I really started pushing with myself and taking more classes as a freshman. I began taking college classes then because I was looking to go into a health-related field, and I knew that that would be rigorous. So I took these classes to prepare myself for the rigorous classes I would experience in college.
Have you been able to balance all of this? Because it sounds like a lot, both of you heavily involved in programs outside of school, but to also take college classes, I'm sure that's a lot of work.
Well, what I want students to know is that it is doable. At first, it was really difficult for me. I had to learn how to manage my time well, and I had to put some things to the side. Usually during the weekends, I didn't have to do as much schoolwork, but now with the online classes, I did have to work on my stuff during the weekends. So it's just really about managing your time well.
So what are some of the college classes that you have been taking then through DMAC and some of the opportunities you've had either through here on campus or the online programs?
Online classes. This semester, I've taken Environmental Science, Composition 1. I'm also taking Social Problems this summer. And there's also a psychology course that they offer.
Yeah, from the high school, I've taken college-level courses in history, science, and math, and English. But then online classes from DMAC, I've taken Composition 1 and 2, Environmental Science, plus the lab. And so I've just been thankful for all the opportunities from online courses to the courses that are offered here at Pella.
What are those challenges of maybe finding the help and assistance that you may need? And what has it been like to have the teachers that you do have here and resources you do have here to help you through some of that?
I feel like I've had all the help that I could ever need in taking my courses. And although it's been difficult, you also take it more seriously since you're going to be getting college credit and this is going to stay with you for the rest of your life on your college transcript as well. But I've found all the resources that I need here at Pella, so I'm very thankful for that.
And I agree with that. But then also, I really had to figure out a lot on my own because it was different. College classes are a lot harder and the work is different. And I'm just thankful for that because I know in college we will be on our own. And so having to experience that through those classes really helped me.
And so what's next then? What are your college plans and how do these degrees help you either, as you say, get a jump start or maybe get you launched into a field that you want to be in sooner?
Next year, for 4 years, I will be going to the University of Iowa. I'm hoping to study in neuroscience. And then after that, I hope to go dental.
I'm going to be going to Iowa State next year to major in event management and minor in Spanish. So Iowa State is really connected with DMAC, so they are accepting all 63 of my college credits. So when I go there, I'll only have 6 credits of gen eds to take, so I can start in on my major classes already my freshman year, and I should be able to graduate with a major and a minor in 2.5 years.
Erica, you mentioned you're going to have a shorter college experience, but Peyton, you may not necessarily, but it's going to help you while you're on campus maybe be more involved. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're considering going into a health-related field that requires graduate school, it is likely that you're not going to have a shorter time at college because, like, for example, the pre-dental prerequisites go year by year, so you have to take so many prerequisite courses. So I will for sure have a lighter course load, but just not less time.
if there's an eighth grader right now that's about to come to Pella High School, you mentioned, both of you, that you'd taken some advanced courses even as early as your freshman year. What has your advice been to maybe some of those younger kids that are coming into high school, whether or not they get their associate's degree or not, but the importance of this? What would you recommend in regards to, you know, participating in classes beyond the regular classroom, so to speak?
I would really recommend getting involved and trying to take different classes, even if they sound really challenging. A lot of upperclassmen, if you talk to them, they may make them sound really hard, but that's a good thing. You'll find what you're good at when you take those classes, and it's really important to push yourself while you're in high school.
I would say push yourself as much as you can, but don't be afraid to back off if you need to, because it's really important that if you take these courses, you get a good grade, because it will stay with you as you go to college.
Once again, that was class of 2018 graduates Peyton Bogards and Erica Nossaman at Pella High School discussing a DMAC program that allows them to have an associate's degree by the time they step foot on a college campus this fall. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.